Usually our rock critic Ken Tucker reviews albums, but lately he's been listening to some singles on the pop charts. He says most of the time, the songs go by on the radio with no mention of the singer, no background on the song. So Ken did a little homework, and here's his analysis of four of the top singles.
The biggest surprise to hit number one so far this year has been Amy Grant, who until now was known primarily as a performer of glossy, middle-of-the-road ballads that seemed to owe their inspiration in equal parts to James Taylor and God. Over the past decade, Grant has been one of the most well-known performers of the sort of pop gospel that stresses born-again religiosity in its lyrics and proceeds from the assumption that a loud guitar line is a venial sin. Grant has always seemed more open-minded than that, and the result of such free thinking is Baby Baby. As much as she's attempting and succeeding in cracking the secular music charts, Grant is also trying like the devil, as it were, to keep from alienating her core constituency. As such, she's been doing interviews saying that Baby Baby is not, as you might guess from that song, a tune about a lover. No, Grant says it was written for her young child. Now, I was always raised to believe that the pleasures of the flesh aren't exactly antithetical to the pleasures of faith. I feel badly for Grant, who feels compelled to go around downplaying her success and apologizing in advance for making a sexy piece of music. Not apologizing at all, on the other hand, is Christina Amphlett, lead singer for the Australian band The Divinyls. Their hit single, I Touch Myself, is so ostentatiously bold that their crassness comes to seem witty, and Amphlett's smoky vocal emerges from a knowing smile. As a piece of music, I think I Touch Myself is clever and irresistible, but it's also a song that's nearly destroyed by its stupid video. The Divinyls have been struggling to make it in America for nearly a decade, and when it came time to film some eye-catching visuals for MTV, they weren't taking any chances. Whereas Christina Amphlett had previously prided herself on a disheveled, punk urchin look, the I Touch Myself video finds her poured into a tight dress, pushing her cleavage into the camera. It's a desperately cynical move that undermines a good song. My favorite rhythm and blues single of the moment is from a young vocal group called High Five. It's a silly yet utterly beguiling song with a heavenly falsetto chorus. Listen for it on I Like the Way, which is subtitled The Kissing Game.
Awesome.
But now you say you're tired of mere pop music, you wish you could hear something more serious, something with more depth. Well then, what you want to hear is the only hit single around these days that's based on 6th century Gregorian chants and the work of the Marquis de Sade.
Dis-moi, qu'est-ce que tu vas chercher? Le bien.
That song is called Sodness. Not sadness, sodness. Summoning up a bored English tone of voice as well as desod, and for all I know, freshly shoveled sod. The song is ascribed to an act called Enigma, but it's just one more pretension by the real creator of this music, producer Michael Cretu. Maybe he and Amy Grant should team up and collaborate on a follow-up hit. Gee, do you think they'd call it Godness?
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.